Shalom, welcome to the Jewish Task Force, JTF. My name is Chaim Ben Pesach. This program is dedicated to a refuah shlema, complete recovery, for Sharon Katz, Malka Bat Allegra, Shifra Bat Sara, Shlomo Ben Sara, and Dorit Bat Sara, and to elevating the souls of Daniel Nankin, Allegra Bat Rachel, Lunita Adler, Helen Friedman, Harab Binyamin Kahana, Pesach Zev Ben Chava, Harab Meir Kahana, Harab Meir Kahana, Yosef Ben Meir, Bari Hoffman, Dennis Shor, Ruven Hoffman, Robert Mittman and Sipora Fegi Bat Liba. The Jews were behind the invention and creation of these COVID vaccines that are going to save humanity now from what would be an unbelievable, unspeakable catastrophe. Now, you'd have a catastrophe here where untold numbers, untold millions would die and the economies of the entire world would collapse, would crash and collapse if this thing went on for another few years, which is what would happen if not for Jewish brains. It was Jewish brains that created these two COVID vaccines. And the reason that I'm bringing this up really is because I want my fellow Jews and I want righteous Gentiles to understand that when God said that he chose the Jewish people to be a light unto the nations and a holy nation, a nation of priests, we see this proven over and over and again in history. How the Jews are an incredible, unique people. An incredible people with incredible talent and incredible brains and incredible skills that go so far beyond that of any other group and are so out of proportion to their numbers in the population. Their achievements, their brains, their accomplishment, their influence is so out of proportion to their numbers in the population. So we're going to discuss the specifics of this on the program this week. First of all, both of the COVID vaccines, the COVID vaccine from Pfizer and the COVID vaccine from Moderna, that both have now been approved by the FDA, are 95% effective in the trial, in the clinical trials. They've been proven 95% effective, which is way beyond what the flu vaccine, for instance, gets. The flu vaccine sometimes only 50% effective. This is 95% effective. With very few side effects. There are some side effects, occasionally, minor side effects. You may have a slight fever. You might have a slight cough. You might have other minor symptoms temporarily, which is something that is common when you take vaccines, when you take vaccine shots. But they're minor, and they do not, and they're not something that reoccur in patients afterwards, because the effects of the vaccine, the vaccine does not stay in the body, especially the Moderna vaccine. It doesn't stay in the body for very long after that. It does its job. It kills off the virus, and then it's gone. So this is just incredible. In less than a year, they developed this. In less than a year. Just incredible. And by the way, just to show you who specifically we're speaking about, so that we're not, you see, we're not making this up. The Moderna vaccine. Okay, the Moderna vaccine, the chief medical officer in charge of research and development, the person who was in charge of putting it all together is the Israeli scientist Tal Zaks, who is an Israeli who does interviews on Israeli media in Hebrew. He left Israel. He's one of these Israelis who left Israel because he's greedy and he wants more money. And he claims he wants to go where the science permits him to do the most good. So full of crap. Okay, he went because he wants the fame and money and everything else and success, and he thought he'd find more of it in the United States or Europe than he would find in Israel. So he's one of these Israelis that left Israel, and yes, it is a terrible sin to leave the land of Israel for a Jew. It is a terrible sin for a Jew to live outside of the land of Israel. Alachat kama vechama, how much more so? Alachat kama vechama is like saying how much more so? For a Jew who already was born and raised in Israel, lives in Israel, to abandon Israel and move somewhere else, move to the Galut. Terrible sin. But anyway, Tal Zaks was in charge of Moderna's research and development program. Pfizer, who's the CEO of Pfizer? In other words, the person who heads the company. Albert Bourla, who is a Greek Jew. He's a Jew from Greece. And when I say Jews, all the people I'm mentioning to you, the people I'm going to mention to you, all have both their parents are Jewish, 100% Jewish. 100% Jewish. They're assimilated, but they're 100% Jewish. Albert Bourla is a Jew from Greece. And the chief Pfizer scientist who worked on the research, in other words, the company, the person who got the financing, everything else, was Albert Bourla, the CEO. He's the one who was the executive in charge, who organized everything to enable financing and enable all the work and research to go forward the way it's supposed to go forward. That took Jewish brains. And then, who was the chief scientist? Chief scientist is Mikael Dolsten, a Jew from Sweden. A Jew who originally lived in Sweden. I think he's moved out of Sweden since then. The Jews were in charge of the research, the science. They were the scientists. They're the main researchers. By the way, as someone who sees what the Hollywood movies and the television and everybody's been telling us lately, I would think blacks are the ones who invented this, because we're told that blacks, now in all the movies, the blacks are the big geniuses. Blacks who have IQs on average in countries like Kenya, Nigeria, these countries in Africa, their IQs are on a par with mentally retarded white IQs. Okay? And we're told that they're great inventors, they're great scientists. I mean, look at the way the world is so upside down. I remember watching a program, ER. Remember there was this program called ER? And in one of the ER episodes, the brilliant black surgeon is showing the stupid Jewish surgeon who doesn't know what he's doing, who's making mistakes. The Jewish surgeon is the dumb one, and the brilliant black is the brilliant surgeon. All the people that are responsible for this propaganda in Hollywood, I hope they require surgery, and I hope they get an affirmative action black surgeon with an IQ of 80 to operate on them. I hope that should only happen to them. Anyway, the Jews are the ones that led the company efforts and the ones that brought these vaccines, that created these vaccines. The Jews are about 12 or 13 million Jews in the world, in a population of between 7.5 billion and 8 billion people, probably closer to 8 billion. The world population, 7.5 to 8 billion people, and the Jews are 12 or 13 million people at the most. And if you're talking about real Jews, according to halakha, it's maybe probably even less. So the Jews are just a little bit over 0.1% of the world's population. A little bit more than 0.1%. And they're the ones that created both COVID vaccines that are now going to rescue humanity. Both were created by Jews. Just as the Jews are behind most of the great advances in modern history that we've seen. And most of them. I mean, look at all the trends that control human thinking and human imagination and the way civilization and societies are organized, like religious beliefs, Christianity, all created by Jews. All the original Christians were Jews, all of them. All the original apostles were Jews, all created by Jews. Even Jesus, whom the Goyim, they love dead Jews. They love to turn dead Jews into gods. You know, we're not gods. Okay, the Jews, dead or alive, are not gods. There's only one God, and he was never a human being and never could never die. There's only one living God who is absolutely one, and although he created a special people, a chosen people called the Jewish people, none of his people are gods. But anyway, Christianity entirely created by Jews. A religion that all the original Christians were Jews, and it's a religion that dominated the world for so many years and still has such tremendous influence on world thinking. Islam, the concept of monotheism, the concept of not eating pork, the concept of praying five times a day. The Jews pray three times a day, but Muhammad wanted to change it a little to try to look a little original. He made it five times a day. And by the way, in Yom Kippur, the Jews do pray five times in one day. But in any event, Muhammad, who copied most of the Quran, is just distortions of stories that come from the Jewish Bible. Some of them come from the Christian Bible, which is also a Jewish religion. And the Jewish Bible, the Judaism, is a religion that was created by God. Christianity is a religion that was created by self-hating Jews. But any way you look at it, the Jewish connection is there in almost all of Islam. Well, the stories from the Quran, the all distorted stories that come out of either the Torah or the Tanakh or the Talmud or the Gospels, in other words, the Christian Bible. Muhammad took from both and put those stories in the Quran and then changed them around and distorted them, and that's the Quran. And that's Islam. And all the concepts he took, all copied from the Jews. So Christianity and Islam, all from Jewish sources. Communism and socialism. In other words, humanism, communism, socialism, all these concepts that are in defiance of religion. So the religious religions were created by Jews. The modern religions were created by Jews. And the modern anti-religious focus or the secular philosophies like communism, socialism, humanism, secular humanism, and so on, also old from Jewish, mostly from Jewish sources. Communism, Karl Marx was his parents were self-hating Jews who converted to Christianity in Germany in order to get ahead. Because in Germany, if you were a Jew and you had in order to get ahead, you had to be willing to convert to Christianity. And so Karl Marx's evil, self-hating parents converted to Christianity, and Karl Marx, he was the one behind the Communist Manifesto and Das Kapital, and he started the modern communist concept, the concepts of communism and socialism. A self-hating Jew. If it's for good or if it's for evil, the Jews are behind most of the big developments in the world, so out of proportion to their numbers, so way out of proportion in every generation, that you have to be blind not to see what's going on. You have to be blind not to see that this is a people like no other people. And you know, we don't believe in the master race like the Nazis do or the Germans. The Germans believed in the master race. They believed they were the master race. If we believe that, if it was true that there's a concept of a master race, then the Jews would definitely get first prize and automatically be the master race way beyond any other race. Way beyond, because the Jews were not Untermenschen, as the Nazis said. Untermenschen means like subhumans. The Jews were not Untermenschen. The Jews would be in according to that ridiculous philosophy, the Jews would be Übermenschen. They would be superhumans. The Jews would be the superhumans, not the Germans. And by the way, one of the reasons the Germans lost the war in the beginning, they were winning because they had Jewish scientists in the beginning that invented great things for Germany, German Jewish scientists, and the German Jewish scientists all fled when the Nazis took over. They fled Germany. And then Jewish scientists in Britain and the United States invented all the technology that ended up defeating Nazi Germany and invented the atom bomb that defeated Japan. All Jewish brains invented all of that. So, you know, going against the Jews is a very, very dangerous thing to do, going against Jewish brains. Very dangerous thing to be on the other side of Jewish brains is very, very dangerous. And God deliberately created the world like this. Again, they're a little bit over 0.1% of the world's population. And yet, just look at Zuckerberg with Facebook, all the founders of Google, all the big companies, all the monopolies, and Google and Facebook are evil Jews. They are evil, self-hating Jews. I hope they all die of cancer. I hope Zuckerberg and his ugly wife, he intermarried with an ugly wife, I hope he and his ugly wife die of cancer. I hope all the founders of Google, all those evil animals who now also run YouTube, they should all die of cancer. These are evil, self-hating Jews. Because one thing you learn about these Jews, in modern history, the Jewish geniuses almost never use their brains that God gave them and their talent for their fellow Jews. They don't use it for their fellow Jews. They use it for every cause under the sun except for their fellow Jews. Can you imagine if all these Jewish geniuses use these brains on behalf of Israel and the Jewish people? What a world this would be. So we have now... people getting inoculated, their vaccines that will eventually defeat this virus and that will save the world, and it comes from Jewish brains. How unbelievable. And you know what's unbelievable? What's unbelievable is that there are people out there, there are Jews out there including the vast majority of Jews, who still don't recognize what's going on, who still don't see what's going on around them. They live in a complete fantasy world. There are Jews out there, young Jews today in this generation, this brainwashed generation, that go around that actually admire the dumb groups like the Affirmative Action Blacks and these other groups. You know, they try to act like them and speak like them, and they listen to their nasty so-called music, you know, which isn't music, it's just ranting, it's just guerrilla ranting in a jungle. And I mean, the thing they admire, the brainless, the uncreative, the unskilled, the untalented, the jealous, lazy, scummy groups that exist in this world, that's who they admire. Instead of saying, wow, I'm part of a people that God created and chose in order to be a light unto the nations, in order to do all these incredible things. No, Jews, they don't want any part of that. They want to put their nose up everybody's tuchus. What a tragedy. And, you know, and you see today the tragic results. Even in the state of Israel, God forced the Jews to create the state of Israel. That's why there was a Holocaust. God forced the Jews out of Europe and forced the Jews to create a Jewish state, create a situation where no one in the world wanted them, and they had to create a Jewish homeland. They didn't have a choice. And God pushed them into the Jewish state, because God is pushing them into this situation against their will, against their own desire, just like he had to push them out of Egypt against their will. They kept telling Moses, Moshe Rabbeinu, they wanted to go back to Egypt. Very rough situation that we have with these Jews. And what a wonderful world it would be if they would wake up and finally understand what their destiny truly is. Be a much better world. By the way, I just want to mention on the program, you know, our organization, of course, has an advertising campaign in Israel to reach the Jews of Israel with our message. And we're advertising 7 Hebrew videos right now at the present time. And we're getting every year we get hundreds of thousands of views on our videos. Our videos all together in our advertising, the advertising campaign we've done over the past several years has gotten between 2.5 and 3 million views. I'm estimating between 2.5 and 3 million views. All of our videos in the past several years, have gotten between 2.5 and 3 million views. And the vast majority of those views, well, in the case of the videos that are part of the advertising campaign, all of those views have come from Israel, because we advertise only in Israel. We restrict our advertising only to Israel. We have instructed the advertisers not to advertise outside of Israel. We only are doing it in Israel, and it's for Hebrew-speaking people. It's all in Hebrew. So millions of Israeli Jews have been exposed one way or another to our messages. How many of them remember our message? How many of them are motivated or moved by our message or pay attention to it? I don't know. It's like someone who watches a commercial on television or the commercials you see on the internet. How much does that actually change you when you see one of those commercials? I don't know. But on an annual basis, hundreds of thousands of Jews see our commercials. Over a period of years, it's millions. And there are 6.5 million Jews in Israel. So out of 6.5 million Jews, you know, we're reaching a sizable percentage of the Israeli Jewish population. But it's just, you know, the problem is they see one or two, maybe each person who sees it on average will only see it once or twice in a year, or in 2 or 3 years. They'll see one or two. Is a 60-second or 90-second spot where we tell 60 seconds of truth or 90 seconds of truth, even if it's very persuasive, and they are, our messages are very persuasive, but even if we tell 60 seconds of truth or 90 seconds of truth or even 2 minutes of truth to somebody, some of our, I think one of our videos is actually 2 minutes long, but they're all very short because they're ads, they're advertising, they're commercials. But whether it's 60, it's between 60 seconds and 120 seconds, let's say, between 1 and 2 minutes. All of it is just, that's all they see. Is that going to erase a lifetime of brainwashing? And then as soon as they finish seeing it, they go back to being brainwashed 24 hours a day, 7 days a week again. This is the uphill battle we're facing. And yet it's still essential that we do this, that we conduct this campaign. Why do I bring this up again? I bring this up because I mentioned that PayPal had suspended our account. PayPal, you know, like the big tech people and all the others, suspended our account. And I was surprised to find out. I don't know why, but I was surprised to find, because they they suspended our account. We all know why they suspended our account. The same reason why Facebook and everyone else censors us. But suddenly someone in PayPal decided to allow us to continue to get donations on PayPal. So if you go to our Hebrew website, you'll see that our PayPal link is open again, and you can once again donate through PayPal online. It's open again. I just wanted people to know that we are able to collect donations again through PayPal. I don't know how long it's going to last. I don't know if someone else in PayPal may decide in the future something else. Whoever's in charge now decided we'll let them collect donations for their group. They decided to allow it again. So we are again collecting donations through PayPal online. But I don't know if we're going to be censored again in the future. Who knows? Who knows? But right now, you know that you can always send us contributions to our post office box. That's always doable. And as far as doing it online through PayPal, I don't know how long. I don't know what they're going to do, but they've decided they decided to allow us to do this. They've decided that they're not going to censor us, that they're going to allow this. They're going to allow us to collect the donations for our message. Okay. Interesting development. If the Jews would wake up, if they would just face simple reality, a reality that deep down they know. Most Jewish people know that Jews are brilliant people. Most Jewish people know that Jews are very talented people. I mean, they know that. If they would just understand and go with the logic of that, and stop being too cowardly to stand up and be proud of who they are and what they are, and stop trying to descend and say, we're not the chosen people, no, we're just like everybody else. If they would just stop that and show some courage for a change, the whole world would change. Can you imagine if all this Jewish brain power and all this Jewish genius and all this Jewish talent were used for good all the time, instead of creating monstrosities like Facebook or YouTube? YouTube wasn't created by Jews, but now it's controlled by Jews because of Google. Google controls it, and Google was created by Jews. But can you imagine, instead of Google and YouTube and Facebook and all these monstrosities that these self-hating Jews take over, can you imagine if Jewish talent and Jewish brain power was used for good for a change? Can you imagine what a world that would be? Just incredible. I mean, now you've got Jews raising huge amounts of money, giving many millions and raising huge amounts of money to elect a black Farrakhan beast to the U.S. Senate in the state of Georgia. Warnock, who is a Farrakhan supporter, a black, vicious Nazi Jew hater, a Nazi Jew hater of the worst type, who wants to destroy Israel, who says Israel's an apartheid state, and rants against Israel, and ranted in his sermons just like Jeremiah Wright used to rant, and like Louis Farrakhan rants. That's what he did in his so-called church. And this beast is running for the Senate in Georgia. And the Jews, all these Jews are giving money and helping and contributing to get him elected to the U.S. Senate in Georgia. And the other guy running for the other Senate seat, Ossoff, is a self-hating Jew. Is a self-hating Jew who fully supports the Farrakhan Schwarzes, who fully supports these Nazi beasts. And you know, it's amazing. The Jews are the ones that were the brains, just like the Jews are the brains behind the coronavirus cure. They were the brains behind the civil rights movement. The Jews were the brains. The Jews were the public relations geniuses and the brains behind all of this. The Jews were the ones that led this, that really led the effort and that made it a success. And instead of being grateful to the Jewish people, because the Jewish people never owed black people anything. Anything. Black people owe everything to the Jews, and the Jews owe them nothing. Nothing. And instead of being grateful to the Jews, instead of saying, you know, wow, look at what you've done for us. And these jealous, nasty, primitive beasts, they detest the Jews. They detest the Jews with a passion. And the Jews, despite being detested with a passion, for decades we know that they detest the Jews. And for decades the Jews keep supporting, it never stops. They continue to support them and continue to kiss their black asses. This just never stops. What a sick world. What a sick world. But if JTF got stronger, and if JTF were in the driver's seat, it wouldn't be like that. We would stand up against evil and fight evil, and we would encourage people to fight evil. And we would fight for what's right. We would fight for an Israel that's strong and that doesn't compromise and that removes the Arab Muslim Nazi enemy from the land and that redeems the land with Jewish settlement and with Jewish education for Jewish kids and creates a light unto the nations and a holy nation, nation of priests, and that encourages the other nation, the righteous Gentiles, to follow a righteous example as well in their countries. That would be a much better world. That would be a much, much better world. And someday that's going to be. We've been promised someday that's going to be. That's what all the prophets, all the Nevi'im in the Bible promise us. Someday that's going to be. But we just wanted to share with you this week more miracles, more Nisim. Nisim are miracles. Nes is singular. Nisim is plural for miracles. Nes is a singular miracle. Nisim is miracles, plural in Hebrew. More Nisim from Hashem, from God, showing us what really goes on in this world. Not what Hollywood creates, not what the news media creates, not what the self-hating Jews in Hollywood and in the news media create. The self-hating Jews are the first ones to give all credit for all good things to the people who deserve the least credit, and the people who are the dumbest, least talented, ugliest, most primitive people on the face of the earth. That's who they give all the credit to, and that's who they put on top. And all the good people they put on the bottom. That's the self-hating Jews in Hollywood. And then the self-hating whites in general in Hollywood, in the news media. That's the way they operate. But someday that's going to change. Someday you're going to see a great awakening. And when that happens, you'll see changes in the world like you've never seen before. And then God will openly intervene in the world and will be openly in charge of the world when that day happens. The final redemption will come, and this world will change completely. There will be a complete change in the way things operate in this world for the better. A complete change for the better. We're going to continue fighting, and we're going to continue bringing a message of truth, politically correct, though it may be. And that's our job, that's our obligation. If you understand the importance of this message, then you'll be with us all the way in this fight. Our great JTFers, our loyal JTFers, our great JTFers. You're going to see that what Judaism says and what we're saying, it is the truth. It's the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Something that is never uttered by a black defendant in court. And yet, some people don't like, why do you bring a black flag? Because I don't. I detest the fact that the Jews did so much for this people, and they are so ungrateful, and bite the hand that feeds them so much, and are so jealous, and are so nasty. I just detest it. And I do not hate all blacks. I do not hate all black people. If there are black people who are exceptions, who do not support the Obama, Martin Luther King, Farrakhan, Kamala Harris type blacks, if they're not part of that, if there are black people who are decent people, I welcome them. I welcome them. I have nothing against them, and I welcome them. I welcome all decent people. But the anti-Semitic, jealous, nasty ones with their nasty culture that's being glorified now, that I can't stand. I resent that. I resent it, I can't stand it, and I am going to speak out against it. In any event, we'll continue bringing this message, and we're going to continue to Bezrat Hashem, with God's help, to bring the message to as many Israeli Jews as we can. There may be elections in Israel in the near future again, and so we're going to do our best to try to influence things for the better in the elections in Israel, and continue to shine a light on a truth that no one else will tell. For JTF, until next week, this is Chaim Ben Pesach. Shalom.